those figures come as absolutely no surprise to the Garda Representative Association. We have always felt that there was no particular saving delivered by the closing of Garda stations, because what has happened is that that vital link between the Gardaí and their local communities has been broken. And to think that each of those stations closed saved the mere €5,000 is an insult to those communities and an insult to the Gardaí who served those communities, and shows the lack of foresight in that decision and the lack of planning. And also, what those figures don't show is the cost of providing an alternative service. I mean, in many stations that were closed that had a local guard, if there's now a call for assistance from a member of the public, maybe a district patrol car will have to visit that area, which travels a longer distance, possibly to Gardaí. The cost of fuel and wear and tear in the vehicle, so the alternative cost actually could be in excess of what was saved. So again, it vindicates the stance of the Garda Representative Association, who completely opposed those Garda stations and warned the government that they would not deliver any significant savings, but would only deplete the service available to the public.
The Justice Minister, Francis Fitzgerald, recently said that the key objective when closing the Garda stations was to promote more efficient and effective deployment of resources rather than to save money. You feel this hasn't worked?
No, we don't. I don't accept that this has saved any money or given a better service to the public. The Minister herself stated that that this closure programme delivered in the region of 61,000 policing hours to communities. The reality is that the cuts to the guards you're going to have meant that 2,500 officers have been lost, and that's 5.3 million policing hours per year that are lost to communities and to the service. So we don't accept that any improvement. This was a retrograde step. It damaged policing and it damaged the relationship between the Gardaí and the community, which is so valued and which so many other police forces would yearn for.